Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
I must have been away too long because my feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
Something huge. Can you believe that John Cena turned heel?
Yes.
My God.
Yeah, so
I'm still I don't know. Like, I almost didn't go to work this week.
There's children around the world weeping.
I believe
it. Is that bigger than Hulk Hogan when he went heel?
Nah, I think that was huge. Because, like, that was unthinkable at that time. I mean, so yeah. Is this, but Hogan, I don't know, I feel like that was huge. That was crazy.
So I don't know the background. What made him go heel? What happened?
It was a complete shock. I don't know. I think The Rock was trying to recruit Cody Rhodes to turn heel and make him, like, it's the same storyline. So this is what they do. They, like, repeat storylines. Uh-huh. Do you remember, like when we were young, Vince McMahon was like the corporate guy, and then
yes. Right.
Yeah.
And then Vince McMahon turned The Rock corporate.
Yeah.
I think at one point he even turned Stone Cold corporate. And, like, they're doing the same thing. So The Rock is, like, the corporate guy. He's the board of directors for that group that owns the UFC and owns WWE. So they're doing the same angle. So he was trying to turn Cody, like, heel. But Cody said no, and then this was the shocker that John Cena turned heel. So I guess John Cena's working with The Rock.
Wasn't John Cena always kind of not a goody-goody, but, like...
Yeah, he's a Make-A-Wish guy.
Yeah. You
know, he's like, All-American, yeah.
All-American, yeah. Because, like, Hulk Hogan, yeah. I mean, you know, listen, brother, you know what I mean? Like, he was kind of like a badass even when he was a good guy. John Cena, I never got that vibe.
So yeah, John Cena's more like
clean cut.
Go visit the kids in the hospital and, like, never give up and
clean
hustle,
shaven.
Loyalty, hustle, loyalty, respect. Like, that's his whole thing.
Yeah,
and now he's a bad guy.
Unbelievable. Yeah. That's.
I will.
A shocker.
I will say this: like, wrestling was amazing when we were little. But, like, the story writing is really good now. Like, they tell like really good stories.
Interesting. Well,
I remember when Tatanka turned heel. Ted DiBiase got him. That broke my heart.
It's so funny. I see. I sometimes on Twitter, scrolling Twitter, I'll see some, like, old clips from WWE back in the 90s and 2000s. There was, like, some pretty erotic.
Yeah, it was bad.
Oh yeah,
it
was bad. Practically porn. that they show sometimes.
Because that was,
yeah.
That was all like era. The Jerry, yeah, it was like the Jerry Springer era of
yes.
TV.
Yep.
It was like, you know, how crazy can we get? And same thing.
Yeah.
Wrestling.
Yeah. Shock TV.
Like, middle school, like, in middle school, my parents are like, you can't watch that crap. I'm like, what do you mean? It was like, yeah, it was pretty intense. I mean, like 10 years old. What are you, like 10 years old? Yeah.
Who was like the guy, started with a V? Who was like, he was like literally supposed to be like a porn star.
Val Venus.
Amazing. Yeah.
Well, one interesting thing from John Cena turning heel, like, one random thing is Travis Scott was there. I don't know if you saw this.
No.
And maybe they brought him out because he sells, like, tons of merchandise, but he was, like, also part of it and, like, being a bad guy. Well, he hit Cody Rhodes, and I think he hit him for real. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know how to, like, pull punches. So he really hit him, and I think he broke Cody Rhodes' like eardrum and gave him like a real black eye. So he's like really injured.
Oh shit. Isn't that guy's speed too? What's it?
He was in wrestling. Like they do like cameos and
he got really hurt. He got like speared by somebody. I forget by who. And he was like legit hurt. He's not like a big guy.
Yeah.
Jesus. That's crazy. John Cena, man. That's a shame. Yeah. I mean, last I saw him, he was, you know, walking naked on stage. What was that? Some award show, right?
Well, and then he's a big actor now. Like, this is his last year. He announced it that this is his, like, farewell year, 2025. And then he's full-time actor.
Oh, wow. Okay. I mean, The Rock did kind of the same thing, though, right? I mean, announced, oh, this is it. Full-time actor. And then he came back. And now The Rock's going to do Scorsese movies. That should be funny.
Yeah, really strange.
Very strange. So I mean that's a shocker. I mean, what? Should we? I guess we should go NFL offseason first, since that's kind of
Sure.
Yeah, I do that. I mean, so now the latest and greatest, the G-men, you know, their hopes of Matt Stafford was crushed, and now they're pivoting. I think they were really banking on that. And now they're getting desperate, and they want to bring on either Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins, or trade up for Cam Ward. You know, I mean, what do you guys?
Both.
Or both? Is that really the speculation that both could happen?
Yeah, I think the Giants are going to do both. I think they're going to trade for the first pick, and then they're also going to sign a vet, whether that's Rodgers or Russell Wilson. I read also that they had met the asking price of what the Rams wanted for Stafford, and also they met Stafford's asking price in money. So they were going to pay him his $100 million, and also they were going to trade all whatever assets the Rams, I guess, were asking for to get him. And also they also were planning on maybe trading for the first pick as well. So I guess they were really all in on Stafford, and that didn't really pan out.
Yikes. Yeah, I guess if Stafford had the option, I mean, it's like, why not just stay where he has a home and, you know, you trust the coaching staff and all the facilities and the personnel, you know, for the same money. What was the incentive to go to the Giants, you know?
Yeah, just be the worst team in the division for a couple years.
I mean, Rodgers, I think, should just retire. Honestly, like... I mean, you guys are realistic. Is he leading them to a Super Bowl next season? Like,
I think with Rodgers, they're still the worst team in the division. I think Rodgers would be the worst quarterback in the division. I think the Giants are the worst franchise in the NFL by a mile. I don't think it's close. I think they could have just won that. They could have just lost that Colts game and they'd have the first pick. But instead, they're going to trade assets to get that first pick. And isn't it telling that the Tennessee Titans, who currently employ Will Levis as a quarterback, don't want to take a quarterback at one. They want to trade back and get Giants assets.
That's exactly. That's unbelievable to me.
Why is that? Yeah.
Yeah, that's unbelievable to me. Will Levis, he's got the stature. Like he has the look, right? He's big and buff, loves mayonnaise. But he stinks. I mean, he's not good.
He's terrible.
I don't understand it. Like, why are they complicating this? Just take Cam Ward.
Yeah. And also, I think Paul said it best the other day. Like, the hardest thing to root for in sports is a desperate front office. And these guys are both lame ducks. They're caught between a rock and a hard place. You draft the quarterback, right? But if you stink anyway, you're probably going to get fired. So now you got to get the vet. Now you're going to invest all this money and all these assets into two quarterbacks when. Maybe the smart, like if you can give Rodgers $25-30 million or whatever he's going to want, right? Wouldn't you be better served spending that money and shoring up an offensive line that was not good last year, especially if you're going to draft a young quarterback, trade up assets to get a young quarterback? Just sign any other vet. Like you don't have to start him, but like there's a million vets in the league that are probably cheap. Like even a guy like Tyrod Taylor or something along those lines. And that way, when Cam Ward comes in, he's got some protection. On top of, you know, the weapons have gotten better for the Giants, so it's not, like, completely barren. But I don't know. Like I as a Giant fan, I expect this team to be the worst team in the division forever. So nothing really surprises me at this point.
Yeah, it's almost like when they didn't fire them, right, they almost should have extended them. Because now, like, I'm fearful that they're gonna
it's the same
behave
thing. Happened with Saleh and Douglas. It's the same.
Yeah, they're just acting out of desperation.
Yeah.
They're saying they're not gonna, but like, you're trying to keep your job. Like, why wouldn't you? You're gonna make kind of crazy moves, right? You're gonna try something.
Yeah.
So, it's tough. Like I think, listen, if you bring in Kirk Cousins or Aaron Rodgers or anybody, they're just bridge quarterbacks to. They'll probably play what, like same thing like Kurt Warner, right? They'll play like 8 games until you get the rookie quarterback in there.
Yeah, I think. I guess the Giants aren't sold on Shador or Jackson Dart or any of these guys. If now the speculation is they're going to trade up for Ward.
Yeah, like I don't know if anything I read, like, is it smoke or is it real? Like, how do I know? You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I thought they really liked Shador Sanders.
Yeah, yeah. The high five with Dable. Maybe the Titans aren't really high on Ward, and they're like, fuck it, let's trade down and just we love Shador. Like this is what it is though. Like this is like all speculation for the next 2 months on what's gonna happen here. It drives you crazy.
I think Sanders is gonna slide.
Like really slide. Like
I think he's gonna slide. Yeah. I think I think he's gonna go past 10. Put it that way.
He's gonna go
past 10. If the Raiders don't take him at 6. And the Jets don't take him at 7, then like
he can go really a long way.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could go.
Shit.
It's like Geno Smith.
Or Rodgers. Rodgers. Yeah.
Rodgers,
Geno, those are probably the two most notable that just slipped for whatever reason, you know?
Yeah, I think you want to bring in a mentor, you want to draft Cam Ward, you want to bring in a mentor. Why is Rodgers the guy? Like he's never been good with young quarterbacks. Like they drafted Jordan Love GM.
Did you watch the Netflix doc?
I didn't.
Okay, so in the Netflix doc, Paul, you watched it, right? Am I the only one who watched it?
I don't watch it all.
Okay.
Finished
it. Yeah, I watched the whole thing. No, that was all propaganda. He actually, what's his face? Who's the Packers coach?
Jordan Love.
No, well, no, the coach, LaFleur. LaFleur. LaFleur, he actually said, you know, contrary to media, what the media said, Aaron actually, without us even asking him to, took Love under his wing and really mentored him.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
He actually did. So, yeah. Whereas Favre was very much in the beginning reluctant.
Defiant.
Yeah. But then him and Rodgers eventually. It's all in the doc there. The doc was really good. But yeah.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
Yeah, so he definitely took him under his wing.
I don't mind Aaron Rodgers because, like, I just think there's nothing left. Like, I'm not sure I'd rather have Russell Wilson or Kirk Cousins or anybody else. Like, at this point, they're all the same. They're all bad. Like, that's why maybe they should just punt on the quarterback position altogether and just beef up the rest of the roster.
That's probably the best move they could do. I agree with that, Josh.
And then go for Fields.
If Travis Hunter is generational or Carter is the pass rusher is generational, then go get those guys.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough, though. Yeah, Shane and Dable, I mean, I don't know if they got a playoff mandate. They probably got a playoff mandate. You know?
The thing is, though, like they're absolutely not going to make the playoffs next year. Like, what? How many wins keeps their jobs? Is it 7? I don't know if they get to 7. They have a really tough schedule. They play the AFC West and the NFC North.
Jesus.
You know what, though? That could be part of the reason why they're kind of married to drafting a QB, because maybe you could sell that to the owner. Like, hey, we got this rookie quarterback. Give us a couple years to try to develop.
That's the thing. Yeah, they're trying to prolong it with you know, little, you know, gimme. Like, oh, I'm doing this. You know, I need more time. You know.
That's a good point.
So
that's a good point.
Because even if you had Cam Ward, say Cam Ward slipped to 3 and they got lucky. You got Cam Ward, right? He's a rookie quarterback. He's not going to lead you to 10 wins.
Probably not.
Not in this division.
Well, Jaden Daniels, how many wins did the?
Yeah, that's true. But
the skill.
That's true. That's rare.
It's very rare, though. Yes, 100%. Very rare. Jaden Daniels might be something special. Yeah, I mean Cam Ward, man, I'll never forget that first game against the Gators, because I bet Florida because it was like, you know, going into the swamp. It's one of the toughest places to play in college football, and he clowned them. I was like, dude, dude's awesome. And I knew he was good at Wazoo, but like, my God, like I was so impressed by Cam Ward. I'm all in.
I like him a lot also. Yeah. I think he's got all the talent and I like his demeanor. And also I like the fact that he's never been like the number one touted guy. Like I feel like he's always been like an underdog. So he has that mentality also.
Yeah. And he wants to be a Jet. Right? Did you see the clip?
I didn't see that.
Well, I mean, he didn't come out and say, I want to be a Jet, but he was talking, he was gushing over him. I'll send it after the pod. He had a there's a clip of him talking about the Jets, and you know they got this player and that, and they're one player away, or I'd love to play for them or something like that, to that nature. So
all right, bring him home.
Yeah. I'll send the clip. But Jets, you know, there's speculation. I don't think they're going to do it ultimately. And that's a lot. I don't know if I do it. I don't know. I think we might have talked about this in the last pod. I'd go and just get Fields. Yep. Have Tyrod back him up. Jordan Travis sounds like he's doing all right, even though it's supposedly the Jets set him back a little bit. But I guess he's good now. And then I would draft, you know, Kyle McCord in like the second round or something.
Yeah, so, second round.
Yeah, so you have four quarterbacks right there. Like, one of them's got to be good, right? Come on.
Theoretically, yes.
Yeah, theoretically. But it is the Jets. What was that, Paul, with Jordan Travis?
The agent came out and said that the Jets rushed his rehab,
right,
the coaching staff.
Right. And he had a setback. So,
and then the coaching staff said we were just following the doctor protocol.
Right.
What, you know, the rehab plan. Who knows?
Who knows? I don't know. Everyone's blaming. Yeah, blaming everyone. So that's what I would do if I'm the Jets. And then at seven, draft, you know, I think, Paul, we're kind of in alignment here. Tyler Warren.
Yeah, Warren. Yep.
Get the stud tight end. Shouts to the Don. He thinks that's a reach. Reaching for a tight end at seven? I don't know.
If he's as good as Bowers, then that's a win.
Exactly. You know? I have regrets not taking, you know, we both wanted Bowers, and look how, yep, you know, he ended up being a stud. So,
and I love his interview. He just seems like, you know, you need some, like, you know, bad motherfuckers on your team, and he seems like that type of guy.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't give a shit.
He kind of reminds me of Shockey.
Well, yeah, yep, that's exactly, yeah, the player comparison. That's the first player I thought of was Shockey. Puts his head down, goes right into you, that sort of, you know, mentality. And the long hair, I guess. And plus Conklin, I think they already said they're not.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone, yeah, right? And, you know, Ruckert, he didn't turn out to. Ruckert actually came out and trashed them. Did you see that?
He trashed the Jets?
Yeah, he came out and had a comment. He said something. Oh, God. Something about some of the players in the locker room were really toxic, and he didn't.
See that. I hope he didn't, like, blame dropping balls, missing blocks, that type of thing. He was terrible.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he has not panned out. Not like he was supposed to be this, you know. I mean, he is Ohio State. See, that's another thing. It's like you got him, you got Garrett. You know, bring in Fields. Bring in Olave, maybe. Right. You know, if he's still alive. Another concussion, jeez.
Yeah. Bring for mush.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see. I haven't really been paying attention too much to the combine. Anything of note there? Any players, like, wowing or standing out?
This year it was, like, really quiet.
Really quiet, right? Yeah, I heard nothing.
The only thing I heard was all the quarterbacks were mediocre. All the ones that threw. Yeah.
It's not a good draft.
Yeah. Yeah. And
I think it's good for, like, defensive tackles.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, not a great one. Hunter, as he said, he's playing receiver. That's going to be his – or is he playing corner, did he say?
I'd put him at receiver. He can do way more.
I think he's going to play corner and then have a few packages.
Yeah, that's my guess.
Okay. Okay.
I just feel like in today's NFL, like, who's really changing the game as a cornerback?
Yeah, it's hard.
Not many.
It's so hard.
It's hard. Yeah, because look at someone like Sauce, who doesn't make any big plays. He can't tackle. But also no one throws Stingley to his side of the field, you know?
Right. Stingley, Surtain, they just stay away from the guys, and they go after, you know, the middle of the field, whatever. They just stay away. So,
yeah, so it's tough to make a big
wide receiver. Yeah. You know, you can draw up. You can draw plays for them and do that.
100%. Absolutely. So, yeah, that would probably be the way to go. But, I mean, we still got 2 months to the draft, so plenty of time to speculate. When does free agency start? That's this month, right?
I think next week. Tampering.
Okay. All right, so next pod.
Illegal tampering.
We'll get into more of that for sure. Anything else on NFL that we want to bring up?
Oh, yeah. How is Tom Brady allowed to be, like, the owner of a team and call Super Bowls? And I don't understand that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got his hand in a lot of things. I just found out he owns a stake of a horse, too.
Really?
Yeah. Mindframe. He's Mike Rapoli's horse. They were at Gulfstream together this past weekend. So he's got his hand in, like, everything. I've always thought that was weird with the Raiders.
He's in his production meetings talking with coaches and, like, you know, whatever. And then he's the owner of a team.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Weird. It's a conflict of interest. Like, that does not make sense.
Well, I told you guys what Diana Russini said, right? On the Russillo pod? She said Brady's pretty much running the Raiders. She said that. Like Brady's running the Raiders.
Wow.
Like he's making the decisions. Yeah. So
he owns like 10%, I think, his group or whatever.
Yeah, it's not even a lot. It's just like, I don't know. I think so he's got like football teams, horses, I think soccer, right? He's got his hand in a soccer team too.
The one from Wrexham?
Is it some soccer team, I thought, or maybe I'm thinking of something else. WNBA team? Does he have a piece in a WNBA team? Or look, pickleball. Pickleball too, right?
Yeah, pickleball.
Yeah, he's
that.
Got his hand in like pickleball. This guy's just like fucking mogul. I don't know. It is weird though with the Raiders. Very weird. So we'll see what they do too. I think they're going to be the Darnold team.
It seems like the Vikings are trying to get him back on a short term deal.
Oh, they are.
He's, like,
okay.
Receptive to... Yeah, sort of today.
Okay.
You guys see this Jacksonville Jaguars GM? He's like 35 years old.
Yeah, he looks like he's 10.
What, Cohen? Oh, GM.
The GM.
Yeah, he's young.
He looks really young.
Is he like the Metro looking dude?
He's nerdy.
Oh, he's nerdy.
34.
Okay. Yeah. I think I saw a picture of him. Yeah, he looked mad young. I feel like they're getting younger and younger, the GMs and the coaches.
Yeah. I feel like that's the way to do it. If you hit it, you can turn around the team and be like,
be good for a while.
The people that franchise emulate. They're like, okay. And then everyone starts copying them. And if you miss, whatever, you're still the Jaguars, whatever, no one's gonna care.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Jaguars, Jesus. Maybe the Giants should get Trevor Lawrence. Save him.
Oh wow. That'd be
some Trevor Lawrence doc. I'm in.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. He's
my guy Cohen's gonna have them cooking down there. You'll see.
Duval. Oh, man,
he's a dork. He can get offenses cooking.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Speaking of Brady, Belichick getting UNC getting Hard Knocks. How about that?
No.
Oh no!
I heard
breaking
they,
news. They couldn't come.
Yeah, they couldn't come to an agreement.
Oh, fuck! I was so pumped for that. Damn it.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
So every NFL team like wants nope after Shane's embarrassment. They want no part of this, huh?
I kind of feel bad for Shane, though, right? Like
a little bit.
In hindsight, like he made a decision. They're not paying the running back, so fine, whatever. And this guy has an amazing year. They win the Super Bowl, and he's just he's portrayed for everybody. For everybody to see as like an ass clown.
It's really like a worst case scenario. Like this guy goes to the other team, breaks every record and wins the Super Bowl, holds up the trophy, like, ugh.
Yeah.
And then like I mean, in hindsight he probably made like I don't know. Like
Well, he would have done that in New York, so I mean
yeah, exactly. And then they ended up paying Barkley today, right?
Highest running back. Yeah, highest deal ever for a running back.
He got some insane money, so yeah. I don't know.
Good for him. Crazy.
But I don't know. I kind of feel for Joe Shane because, like, I don't know. Like, the worst thing that possible could have happened.
Literally, yeah.
You know, actually happened.
Yeah. But, yeah, I got to think GMs and teams are like, hell no now.
Yeah, the moral of the story there, I think, is that the Giants ruined everything as usual. So
yeah. So Adam, you had a comment – this Giants team is the worst team in your sports fandom lifetime?
Oh, yeah. I think they're the worst franchise in professional sports by a mile. And of any team I've ever rooted for, they are by far the most hopeless and joyless. Because, like, even, for example, like, the Nets have had some years here where – even this year where it's like, holy shit, right?
Yeah.
But, like, at least there's, like, direction – You know what I mean? Like, oh, okay. Well, the Nets have a bunch of draft picks. They clear some cap space. Like there's light at the end of the tunnel. Like, with the Giants, there's no plan. There's no light at the end of the tunnel.
Right.
Like, every move, no two consecutive moves are cohesive. It's like, what exactly are you trying to accomplish with these things? And that's why I was like, you're going to trade assets to move up two spots to get the quarterback, and then you're going to invest another $20, $30 million in another quarterback when the line can't block. Like, how does that make any sense? Why wouldn't you try to help the young guy by, you know, building up this line or even getting him a weapon, anything? Like, none of it makes sense to me. Like, everything they do just feels like it's in opposite of the previous move. It just, none of it makes sense.
And they ball out. They win this pointless Colts game so that they could say, you know, we didn't go winless at home. I mean, like,
you could have just had lose that game. And, you know, if there's no trade, lose that game.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You guys sound like Jet fans.
Yeah,
like,
I know. It is kind of like a Jet.
Football, like, you could turn it around fast. They just, like, have to have the right people. And I still don't, like, I'm not believing that it's Joe Shane and Brian Daboll right now, but maybe it is. Like, I don't know.
We're on like a half decade. I'm on like a half decade of watching this Giants team. And then after the Giants game, watching another team, and it doesn't look like the same sport.
Well, yeah.
That's how bad it is. They can't move the ball inside the 20-yard line. Like, I've never seen anything like it before. Like, they're so incompetent. Like, how is none of this? Like, how is none of this fixed? Like, I don't blame these people for flying the planes over this ugly ass stadium and saying, you know, sell the team, because they deserve all the shit that they get.
Yeah. Well, at least your owner didn't get an F. You know, so.
Yeah. Woody.
The only owner to get an F. Unbelievable.
What did Mara get? What did Mara get? C?
I think I think he was like a C or C plus. Do you guys remember? Wasn't a D, wasn't a B. So yeah, I think it was in like the C
probably
range.
C.
Yeah. Yeah. Yikes. Well, what are you gonna do? Anything else on football?
I think we covered it. That's it.
All right, yeah. I mean, we got couple of months here, free agency and, you know, draft and all that good stuff.
Mock drafts.
Let's move on to let's talk about the NBA. It's been a couple weeks now since that dreadful All-Star game. Now players are falling apart, injuries, load management. The league's like real. I mean, thank God the Knicks are good, or, you know, I mean, remains to be seen. But like, the league is really in a bad spot right now. I don't know. I don't know what they're gonna do, to be honest. But,
Well, they're not gonna shorten the season, right? They care too much about money, so that's not gonna change.
Right.
They can't change the quarters. That's just ridiculous. Like, yeah, with all the records, you can't.
Yeah, that's hard. That's hard.
Like, that really doesn't. What does that do with the style of the game? Like, shortening it a few minutes, nothing.
Nothing.
I don't know what. I really don't know what they can do. I don't know. I think they kind of just like screwed it up, and in so many of the past years, it's like too late. You know.
Yeah. Well, All-Star Game's an easy fix. You know, what the NHL did was amazing. Got me in. I was all in. I mean, I didn't watch. I only watched US Canada games, but like, those were all exhilarating. You know, I think the NBA should definitely do something like that, or just go back to the old way of doing it. Like, why? What the hell was that? I mean,
I like East versus West, and come up with a really cool jersey. And just call it a day, you know? And if they try, they try. If they don't, they don't.
Is it just me, or, like, I like when they used to wear, like, their own jersey.
Yeah, those were cool, too. Yeah.
I love that. And just have, like, the All-Star logo on it or something, you know?
Like, yeah, those patch. Are really cool.
Yeah. Yep. Like, I just like wearing, like, their own – wear your own jersey. I don't know. I kind of like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, rep your team in the All-Star game. Huh?
Exactly. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
It's got to be one game, not a tournament. And it's got to be either East versus West or – United States versus the world, and like, yes. let's just do it. Yeah,
yeah.
And they got to get top guys back in dunk contest.
Yes, Yes.
That would help. That would help.
I don't think I watched any of NBA Saturday, like first time ever, maybe in my life.
Yeah, same.
Because,
same.
I mean, U.S. Canada was on that night, but it was just, yeah. Like, how many times do we have to watch Mac McClung win the suit? Like, who cares?
Like, if you do the USA versus the world, like you could do that every 2 years, like the Ryder Cup. And that way it's special, right? It's big. And then the other years, love do that. East versus West.
Yeah, that's cool. That's a good idea. I love it.
I think we fixed it.
There you go. Adam Silver, I hope you're listening. The good players, you know, the known players have to be in the dunk contest. 3-point, you know, you get known players. That's fine. Get rid of that skills competition bullshit that Chris Paul and Wemby were trying to rig. I love it. I love that they didn't really take it seriously. Because that thing is
just a
joke. Yeah, I think
the dunk contest, nobody wants to do it because their fear of getting embarrassed. And then also there's like, I can get hurt doing it. They just got to, the sponsors got to cough up the money.
Yeah, yeah. Someone's got to put like $1 million on the table.
Yeah. Absolutely. So those are like two easy fixes, right? But like the regular season, and I hate to say it, I think the NBA, it's so woke, the league. I think it does rub a lot of people the wrong way. I hate to say it. I mean, I don't care, but like, you know, a lot of the fan base, you could just tell they don't like it. Like, I don't know. They got to change that a little bit. I don't know.
I was telling you guys in the chat. So if you look at the league, right, there's probably 11 teams that are trying to lose right now.
That too, yeah. This is a big 11. Big
it's like about a third.
Yeah,
of the
let's hear your.
I have a solution for this.
Yeah,
this is how we're gonna fix this. Okay, then we're gonna end tanking once and for all. Okay, part one is already done because for all this to work, you kind of need like a hard cap, and with the new CBA, it basically acts almost as a hard cap. So that's part one. Part two, okay, you're gonna eliminate restrictive free agency. So that means all. Any rookie that's drafted, their second contract, they become unrestricted free agents. You're also going to shorten the rookie contract 2 years. Okay. So now instead of 4 years, it's 2 years. Okay. Now, what you're going to do after you do all that is you're going to give every single team in the NBA one ping pong ball.
Ooh.
Completely flat lottery odds. So the first team and the 31st team have equal odds of getting the number one pick in the draft. So what that does, obviously, besides it, like, there's no reason to lose anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. So, but what you're doing here is with the hard cap and with the 2 year contract for rookies is, let's say the Celtics win the lottery. Okay. And they get Cooper Flagg and everyone's like, oh, that's not really fair for the league. Okay. But they have him for 2 years, right? After that, he's an unrestricted free agent. And with the hard cap, they're not going to be able to keep him, Tatum, or Brown. So somebody's got to go. So the talent spreads out that way.
A lot of movement.
The talent spreads out that way. And then the other thing is, that lottery night becomes one of the most anticipated nights for fans in the year.
Oh,
you know, like every fan base is gonna be like, "Holy shit, we got a chance at the number one pick this year." So, and it also changes the value of first rounders in trades going forward. You know, so I think that would be the way to because at that point now. Why would any team try to lose? Like, at that point, everybody's going to put their best product on the floor every night. And, the talent's going to even out on teams anyway because you're not going to be able to keep all these guys because the way the cap is. And then if you make an unrestricted free agency instead of restricted, you're not – like, these guys aren't married to the team for 7 years. They're only married to the team for 2 or 3 years.
I like it, honestly.
Yeah.
I think it hurts – it just hurts small market teams. So, say, like, Indiana got Cooper Flagg.
Yeah.
And say Cooper Flagg, like, 2 years, he's like, I want to go to the Lakers. I want to go to the Knicks. I want to go to Miami. Like, I don't know. You're going to have a hard time keeping players in Milwaukee and Indiana and Sacramento.
Yeah, that could be a red flag. I think if there's any solution to that, maybe you give the hometown team, like, a little bit extra incentive to sign these guys. Like, maybe they get the next contract, like the second contract, can go to 4 years or 5 years versus two or three years, maybe give him an extra year or two, and maybe a couple extra dollars on the top end. But also, like if that guy leaves, like, and he wants to go to the Knicks, for example, like, the Knicks already have Towns, Brunson. Like, I think it's going to be hard for the teams in the big markets that already have spent the money to get these guys. So but you're right, though. The small market teams might dip a little bit. But I still think in the long run, you're probably better off than having, like, a third of the league just be like, eh, we're going to sit, guys.
I definitely love the idea of the one ping pong ball. I love that because that's an easy fix. Easy fix.
Yeah, simple, yeah. Simple.
Immediately, like, every team's like, oh, yeah, there's no incentive at all. As far as the cap and restriction, I know nothing about that stuff. I don't know how that would benefit or not benefit. That's up for debate and tweaking and all that. But you're getting somewhere for sure with it. It's definitely, I think that's a conversation starter. It should be, at least, right?
Yeah, why not? It's radical, and I think a lot of, there'll be a lot of people banging their drum. But I think the players would love it because now it's like, oh, you mean I only have to stay with this team for 2 years. Now I'm an unrestricted free agent. I can make as much money as I can. Like, that's cool for them.
Yeah.
Maybe the only people that would oppose, I think Josh is right. I think small market owners would oppose.
Exactly. But yeah, definitely I like those, you know, the one ping pong ball and every team has a chance. That'd be fucking wild. But yeah, it would eliminate tanking for sure. Now the load management thing, I mean, this was never a thing. This was never a thing. Who started this? The load management. I'm trying to think, like, what player, like, really?
I feel like it was Popovich.
San Antonio. Kawhi.
Was it? Was it really Kawhi?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the DNP old stuff. Remember that? With Duncan, too? Like,
yeah, it's Popovich.
Okay. Jeez.
Like, I don't care. And then he was mocking it at the end. Like, they were just giving ridiculous reasons for being out. Just saying, like, what are you going to do about it? You can't do anything.
So Kawhi is, because, like, Kawhi is like the ultimate load management player. I mean, he is. Him and, I guess, Embiid. But Embiid is actually, right. I think his body's just broken. Kawhi, it but remains, like, to be seen.
Kawhi too. I mean, he's, I guess, been injured, he is, a lot. But
yeah,
they showed, like, today, I followed that Underdog NBA. So it gives all the updates, yeah, for, you know, injuries, whatever. And Walker Kessler. There's, like, over 20 games left. The dude's 23. He's young. He's resting every other game. What is that?
Yeah.
Same with Markkanen and John Collins, Sexton, literally the whole team out.
Yeah, John Collins is sabotaging me in fantasy because I just never know how to play.
It's a joke. Sober,
he's been, like, good.
Yeah. They don't play.
Yeah, the Jazz. They're young. The Jazz, who knows what their direction is, but... Again, give him one ping pong ball. Fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm with it. As far as, I wish there was a way they can figure it out with less regular season games. Doesn't the playoffs, the NBA playoffs, feel like a completely new season?
Yeah,
it does.
Oh yeah,
it does.
It's 3 months long. it's like a whole new season. The regular season is way too long.
It really is.
Yeah.
I don't know what they got to do there, but, you know, it's just about making the owners happy, obviously, you know, so, you know, maybe they could, Silver's got to figure that out, got to figure something out.
Yeah, I don't see them shortening the season.
No.
It's too much money.
I know, there's got to be a way, but yeah, I don't see it happening, unfortunately. But the NHL, I mean, they got it right with the All-Star game. I don't know what the ratings are. As far as, you know, they have their base. I don't think their stronghold base is losing any fans. I don't know if they're gaining any new fans. I know MLB was struggling for years and had a really good past year. I don't know about the regular season, but I know the playoffs were a hit. But
everyone watched the World Series this year.
Yeah, I mean, Yankees, Dodgers. I mean, you know, you have the two biggest markets. NFL is the NFL. It's always going to be the NFL. It's king. College football does great. So,
I think the NBA's got a chance with a potentially riveting playoffs with, you know, Luka on the Lakers.
A Knicks run would do big
run,
numbers.
A Knicks run. I hadn't even realized it until today. But imagine the Lakers playing the Cavs in the finals. You get LeBron against the Cavs.
Yeah, that'd be intriguing.
It's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
I think the Lakers are going to the conference finals at the minimum.
They look really good. They look
so good. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, Luka did it with that, you know, with these Mavs teams. My God, can we just, the Mavs? I mean, can you imagine being a Mavs fan? Like, your team was just in the Western Conference Finals. You got Luka, you know, And then just like that.
Nico's a terrorist.
Like in an instant, it's like, I mean, everyone's falling apart. Luka's gone. They raised the ticket prices. Like they had the audacity to do that on top of it.
Where is that pick? Where is that pick, the first round pick this year? Do we know?
I do not know.
Because you got to figure they're going to slide.
Yeah, I do not know.
I'm curious to see. Yeah. We can look that up.
Even Quentin Grimes is dropping 44 for the Sixers. They had Grimes on the team.
I never wanted to let him go.
I know. He's a good player. Solid player. But yeah,
how could one man destroy a city?
It's amazing. If you're a Mavs fan, it's just like your whole world in a snap of the fingers.
Did you see today, Dallas, what happened with, like, there was a huge dust storm, sandstorm?
No. Damn.
Google it. It's insane. It looks like Armageddon, and everyone was blaming Nico.
Texas has some crazy weather. It was like...
But it looked insane. It was nuts. It's like pitch dark.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But they're, creepy. They're in the finals. You're thinking, like, all right, whatever. We lost. We'll be back. Rufus is going to be here for the next decade plus. Even if he got hurt this year, say he tore his ACL, it's okay. You know, he'll come back. He's still under contract. Like, he's gone. They have nothing to look forward to.
Nothing. It's amazing how just...
Blink of an eye.
And he tore his ACL so late in the season that he's not going to be ready until next year.
And he's already... I mean, he's 33, right? Something like that.
Kyrie,
Yeah, he's not a kid anymore, so...
I'm not going to lie to you. That made my whole day.
Yeah, I know.
I was absolutely delighted Christmas when I heard morning. That. Absolutely delighted.
And then AD Glassman, of course. Man, what a
and he won't come back this year. What's the point?
Yeah, what a disaster.
They're done.
I don't know if this happened. I don't know if we talked about it in the last pod. It might have happened after with Wemby with the injury. Terrible. Yeah, that sucks.
Blood clot.
Yeah, that sucks. What else has happened?
What if they hit the lottery and get Cooper Flagg?
They will. They're going to win. I know it. It's happening.
It probably is happening. Yeah, imagine Cooper Flagg and Wemby and Castle. And
I think it'd be way worse if OKC wins it. Man.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
They got to start paying these guys, though. OKC.
At some point, that's gonna run its course. I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah. They probably have like this year and probably next year, but after that, like that's it.
Yeah.
The Knicks would win the championship if they had Isaiah Hartenstein.
Oh, yep. I know.
He looks so good in that video, in that clip you sent, Paul.
Oh my God, he looked like, lefty Larry Bird. It was insane.
Yeah. Mitch is back, but you know it's gonna take some time, and miss Hartenstein, and sucks. Hartenstein's twin, Huck Porty, gets injured, so I had some high hopes for him, but now Towns. It sounds like Towns is out for personal reasons for a while. I think it's something with his dad. I don't know.
They showed his dad was at the game, so.
Oh, he is? Oh, never mind. People in the comments were saying his dad, so that's
cool. I was going to say, I hope not, because I think, didn't he lose his mom recently?
Yeah, his mom. During COVID, yeah.
That's right.
Actually, he lost a bunch of family members.
He might be upset just, like, seeing all these Instagram reels about him, you know, making fun of him.
Yeah, who knows? It's, gotta be something.
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
That's my favorite.
he's gonna drive us crazy. I have a feeling in the playoffs we're gonna really not be. I have a feeling we're gonna be not happy with Karl Anthony Towns for some reason. But we'll remains to be seen. So NBA.
I do want to see what it looks like with him and Mitch together.
So bad. I don't even know if the other night. They got minutes together in Memphis.
I only caught the end of the game.
Miami. Two crazy games. amazing finishes. But yeah, I don't think they played together much in either. I don't know if we really got a chance to see it. Thibodeau, you know, he sucks when it comes to that. You know, to giving what the fans want, giving us what we want.
At least OG OG looks like healthy.
OG looks like legit. Yeah.
Different player.
OG looks legit. Deuce looks really good. Brunson, obviously, he's hitting his stride. So take it.
Mikal Bridges. nothing. Loser.
Well, he was benched the entire fourth against the Heat. That was great. He did have a good defensive play against Memphis. He did have a good defensive play.
I can see Adam's smile from here.
He's just
don't worry, he'll be in Phoenix next year.
He'll never be worth that haul. It just is what it is. What else? College.
What about the KD stuff?
Oh, yeah, KD.
Windhorst said he's out of there.
Yeah, but weren't they saying this like during like before the trade deadline? Like,
well, Windhorst came out after the deadline. It was like, hey, this, like, KD knows, like, at the end of the year, he's gone.
Yeah. It's a complete. Yeah, we're talking about the Mavs being a complete disaster. The Suns are a close second.
Hey, the Suns might be worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're worse.
Yeah.
Bradley Beal went from all league player to not even a good role player.
He's not even a good
worst,
player.
The worst guy you could have on your team.
Yeah.
We consider the contract and the no trade clause.
He had that one year where he dropped. You know, on a terrible Wizards team where he averaged like 30 a game. I think he was like the scoring leader. And then since then, he's just been nothing. Like absolutely nothing.
Yep.
It was weird during before the trade deadline. Like they're trying to move KD and then they don't move him. It's just like, now what? And then they.
Realistically, right nuts. Now, like realistically, what does that trade even look like if you trade Durant? Like is he 36, 37?
I know.
He's hurt a lot too.
I know. Might not be much.
If I'm the Suns, like, I think the only way out of that hole is if you trade Booker.
Oh, wow. Just completely start fresh.
That's the only way out of the hole. Because, I mean, what are you going to get for? You're going to get a couple picks back for KD, and now it's going to be Booker and Beal, and then what are you going to do? Like you're still over the cap.
Yeah. Yeah, they might
That's what they should do.
Fresh start, you know? I think that's probably what they're going to have to do. Oh, man. Pretty bad.
That'd be the guy that the Knicks should try to get if they could. I mean, maybe KD's more realistic with their assets, but, I mean, if you could get Devin Booker on that team.
Yeah.
Considering his age, too. Like, I feel like his age fits the timeline more.
Booker and Brunson, man.
That'd be something.
That would be something. Yeah. Offense right there. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see how this rest of this season plays out. Sticking to the Garden, we're getting close to the tourney here, March Madness. Paul's been to a few Johnny's games since the last pod.
Nice.
Tell us what was the vibes like?
Vibes are great. I've been to a lot of them growing up, but always I was rooting against them.
Yeah.
So normally the Garden gets overtaken by the opposing fan with St. John's because it's either UConn, Pittsburgh, Syracuse, Georgetown, whatever. Duke. Dude, it was sold out, all red. Like everything around, it was great. They really own the Garden, and it seems like they're a pro team there. It's huge. The production is insane. Ricky P, when he comes out of the tunnel, he's just like, he's a mythical figure. His white suit.
Yeah, he really is.
White suit, the hair.
Yeah, and I love the way they play. Like, seeing them up close, man, they hustle their ass off. They're tough. I wouldn't want to play them in March. So,
Yeah.
I'm ready.
That's what you're going to get out of a Rick Pitino team, no matter what. I feel like they never are very skilled. They just they work hard. They're just going to work harder than the other team.
Like 40 minutes of hell.
Yeah, 40 minutes of hell. We're going to press. We're going to, go for the loose balls, the rebounds. And, it's pretty cool. He's coming out in the white suit. He's got his swagger back. It was bad for a while there, right? At Louisville with the scandal. Then he has to go to Greece.
He was a forgotten man for a long time.
Yeah. Then took an job at Iona.
He had a really good comeback story, I guess.
Yeah,
right?
It's an incredible story. I love it. I'm not gonna act like listen. I was sort of a fan in the late '90s. I'm not gonna pretend. I'm not gonna all of a sudden be like, yeah, I'm back. after two decades, three decades, whatever. But I'll be rooting for them. It's cool. New York kind of has, you know, it's team back, so pretty pretty exciting. What else is what other teams are looking good going into the tourney here?
Auburn, you know, I would keep an eye on Michigan State.
Michigan State
is
I think they've won five in a row, and four of them were against ranked teams. And Jason Richardson's son, Jace Richardson, he's really coming on.
Oh wow, Jason Richardson,
he's playing really well.
Okay,
so, yeah,
okay.
Izzo.
Izzo.
Auburn, Duke.
Duke is a juggernaut. I think Clay's the best college player I've ever seen, or one of them.
You know, Houston.
Houston's great.
Who else is up there? Tennessee's up there. Yeah, it's gonna be a fun tournament.
Yeah,
tournament.
Pretty much all the SEC teams.
not Rutgers.
Not Rutgers.
Not Rutgers.
No.
That's a joke, not being able to get into a tournament.
You have those two players.
Yeah, I think they're getting smoked right now by Purdue.
That's pathetic.
Where is it? Is it at Purdue or Rutgers?
I think it's at Purdue, I think.
So they're done. Whatever. At least Harper or Bailey will be fresh. They'll have fresh legs for Brooklyn.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Next year. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. But 2 weeks from now we'll definitely preview the tourney here, March Madness, for the next pod.
You ready, Adam?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah,
me and Josh will be at the pool.
Oh yeah, Juice too. Yeah, where's Juice? Yeah. Juice, you there?
He had a work call. He texted.
Oh shoot!
Okay. Oh, I missed it. I missed the text.
He didn't fall asleep. He's
okay.
Good.
All right. Well, I guess we could talk about the Yanks with the shave mandate. I was going to go into White Lotus, but we got to wait for Juice for that. But yeah, the Yankees finally did it. They dropped dropped the shave mandate. Finally.
On like a Tuesday morning at 9 a.m.
Yeah, like out of nowhere.
there was like a little bit of a pushback, right? Like I heard there's like some of the purists were like, I can't believe they're doing this.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I was like, why?
Those are the same people like who don't vote for Barry Bonds or Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame.
Like, yeah, probably don't like the DH and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I saw mostly positive from people. You know, just needed to happen.
I think Stephen A was the one who was a little mad about it.
Was he?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
I mean, I think the uniforms are iconic enough. You know, the logo is iconic enough. I think as long as the facial hair is shaped up, like if it's like, I get it, if it's like huge and scratch, you know, like a James Harden type beard, that's like a little much. But like, if it's just like a shaped up, clean cut beard, who gives a fuck? You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also, like, let's be real. They have insurance companies on their jersey now. They have this and that.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You know, come on.
Also, it's like, the Yankee mystique is gone. Like, they're not, like, this, like, unbeatable, like, juggernaut of a franchise anymore. Like, they're still good, obviously, but it's not like it was.
No. I mean, the Dodgers now. Dodgers are the Dodgers are the team now. I mean, let's be honest.
They get everybody they want.
Yeah. It's crazy. I'm actually pretty excited for baseball right around the corner here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. If there's like nothing on TV, it's good to have on like the background or something.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
The Mets will be interesting too, just because they got Soto and all that.
Soto, so. first at bat
in home run
in spring training. It's a home run. Yeah, pretty.
I think I muted Soto on Twitter. I don't want to see like highlights of him.
Oh, just like the name.
Yeah,
you can do that.
You can do that.
Yeah,
you can do that. You can
mute words. So, yeah,
yeah.
Interesting.
Huh. Oh, it's a game changer. Yeah.
so no Soto, you won't get anything. Like nothing to do with
nothing.
Him will show up.
Nothing. No.
That's pretty.
So amazing. If there's something that drives you nuts, like I think I have Taylor Swift on there. I have a lot of like different things. Yeah.
Taylor Swift, nice. Oh wait, I think Juice is trying to get back in. Hold on.
What's up?
Oh, there he is.
Sorry about that.
All good. Yeah, for a second, I'm like, Juice, you want to comment on? I was like, oh, he left.
Oh no. I had to take a work call quick.
All good. We were just talking about why you're gone. The Yanks shaving mandate dropped.
So. Like what? So why are they doing all this stuff? Is it more like, hey, look at me, kind of thing? Like.
No, I think they probably realized they lost people from it, free agents. And maybe there's someone in the future that they want to get that kind of said, like, I would never come there with that rule.
I'm sure they've heard that
there
before.
There are players. Oh, yeah, they said, like, Cameron Maben, he came out. And he's like, it happens way more than you think. So
wow. Wow. Didn't Devin Williams, when he first got there, like, shave everything? And then they came out with the mandate? Didn't someone send a pic to one of the group chat, or like the Don showed us that or something, like that he had shaved, or was that not a real picture? Because that would be devastating.
It's true. Get it back. But I think Judge talked to Boone and was like, "Hey, we got to get this."
Is Judge? I've never seen Judge with like facial hair. Is he gonna have facial hair now?
I hope so. Imagine bearded Judge. That's like,
oh, kind of cool. That'd
be a man. It would look like fucking Ted Bunyan. That'd be something.
Exactly.
I'll take it. I'll take
Tone,
it.
Ted Bundy, or you mean Paul Bunyan?
Oh, fuck. Did I say Ted Bunyan?
Yeah.
Definitely don't want to be Ted Bunyan.
Yeah, maybe not.
No,
maybe
I said
not.
I said Ted Bunyan. I combined
Ted
them.
Bunyan.
Yeah, Ted Bunyan. Yeah, Paul Bunyan. Jesus Christ.
Paul Bunyan.
Been a while. So, should be exciting. Spring training is going on right now. And then, we're about a month away from game one, right? So, opening day. So, pump for that. So, that's everything with sports. Now, I want to get into...
That's very good.
I miss the that theme. We don't have a theme anymore.
That is... terrible that they got rid of that theme song. What? Read the room.
I know.
Everyone loved that.
They did put it into the episode two a little bit.
They
in
did?
The middle of the episode. Yeah. He was getting the therapy.
Oh, I must have missed that. Okay.
Yeah, it was quick.
Yeah, the new intro sucks, but so far I love the show. I'm loving it.
It's not down yet. I haven't seen it yet.
Wait, you haven't watched?
Very good.
No.
Do you want to drop, or are you cool?
I'm going to drop, guys.
All right. See you later.
All right.
I watched the first two, but not the third, because the Oscars were on.
Okay. We don't have to reveal. I mean, there was one funny scene I wanted to talk about in the third episode, but all good.
Oh, you could go for it. You could go for it. That's
Paul,
fine.
Did you watch?
I did, yes.
The Trump combo?
I have a feeling, we were going to say the dinner with the Trump.
Everyone has had... or been part of a convo like that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone in America has been part of some convo like that. It was so funny and awkward, but yeah, that was...
And then she saw them talking like outside without her.
Yeah. but they've done that every scenario now. Each one is kind of like double teamed on the other.
Right.
And gone by. Yeah, so that was that one. That was funny. I mean, there's so many characters, right? Schwarzenegger's kid is great. He's so horny.
The douche.
Yeah, the douche. So horny. I love Rick, Walter Goggins.
Yeah.
I love his character. Oh, my God, with the snakes. Juice.
She got bit.
Yeah, it was a crazy episode. I'm not going to reveal anything. His girlfriend, though, is like, or wife, whatever. Those teeth are just... hideous.
They're so British. Like British.
It's so British.
It's like too over the top, though. No? I don't know if she's supposed to be a prostitute. I think the other chick, Chloe, who's Uncle Rico's character. I think his girlfriend is definitely supposed to be like a prostitute. I don't know about the chick with the teeth. I don't know. And I don't know names yet, so we're just gonna kinda like name people. But what else? Yeah, there's a lot going on,
the dad.
Yeah, the dad. So what do they do? Is he like
like a hedge fund
guy? Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, like a money manager of some sort. And he's
like Madoff and got caught.
Yeah, he got caught and he's freaking out. And you got the woman from season one who's there, and I guess her son's gonna meet up later in the season.
There's just such weird vibes at that family with the kids, like
so weird, so weird. Well,
he was like looking at him when he was going to the bathroom, and then like the sister, like I don't know, like they're always talking about sex with each other. It's weird.
Yeah, like the younger brother,
Arnold's son is the best.
Yeah, he's Schwarzenegger. Hilarious. Yeah.
It's so funny.
It's like
his protein shake. Where's the blender?
Yeah, he like gets the blenders. Yes! Let's go. Yeah, the younger son is like attracted to the older son. The older son's attracted to the daughter. It's like weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
That family's fucked. The mom is like drug addict. I don't know. She's like,
yeah. The mom is just always like in the clouds. Like, the acting is so good that I think it's like, I don't know if it's real or not.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that the dad is clearly like Australian or something, but he does a pretty good Southern accent.
He's the guy in the Patriot.
He's been a bunch of different stuff. I don't know his name.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're supposed to be some North Carolina family, right? They're from Chapel Hill or whatever. And then there's Walter Goggins' character with the British chick, and then the three friends. So you got
Michelle Moynihan.
Yeah, who's like this famous actress and her two friends, and I don't know, when those three together, it's so awkward. Like so awkward.
Yeah.
Like that's just, you could tell they all like secretly hate each other or something.
Yep.
I could do without some of the Thai people storylines. Like I don't know.
The security guard, I don't know.
Who's in love? Like he's like a
It's like, where's this going? I don't know. Walter Goggins' character Rick, what do you think's up there? Like he's Shri La. He's like onto her, and he wants to go to Bangkok. Is he trying to like kill her husband or something like that?
I think he's a criminal, no?
Well, his dad, he said his dad was murdered, and then every time he sees her, he's like trying to, he like gets angry, and then in the last episode, spoiler alert juice, he like talks to her, and he's like, let's meet up in Bangkok, I don't know.
It's like, it's kind of like that movie Crash, right? Like in the last couple of episodes, you're gonna see, like right now, you're like, I don't know why we care about the Thai security guard and the girl. Like I think all of it's gonna tie into each other.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Be a part of like one big story.
Absolutely. Well, what's crazy is I didn't realize this. Season one was only 6 episodes. Season two, I think, was
8.
Yeah, it was short. Season two, I think, was 8. This is gonna be 12 episodes in this season. It's not ending till May.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Which is good. I enjoy this show.
I love it.
I thought it's only 8.
I'm almost positive I checked and it was 12. Let me check.
I think you're right, Tone.
Yeah, let me
check. I Googled it yesterday. It said 8.
Hold on. White Lotus.
I thought I saw 12.
Lotus Season 3. Episode. Let's see.
Yeah, I think it's 8.
Oh, now, yeah, it does say 8. I could have sworn I checked, like, 2, right, Juice? I could have sworn I checked, like, 2
I could have sworn, I thought I saw the same thing you did, Tom.
Yeah, but I thought I saw 12, because someone was telling me, I forget who was talking to, they're like, yeah, it's not going to end until May. And I was like, what are you talking about?
You guys are high as shit.
Well, now I'm checking, yeah, the season consists of 8 episodes. All right, whatever.
I wish it was 12, damn.
Yeah, I mean, 8 is still a good number. I mean, we still got 5 more episodes. But, yeah. There's nothing better than having, I think I said this in the group chat, nothing better than having like a HBO show to look forward to on a Sunday night. Like, you know,
yeah,
going into the work week, it's like, ugh, it sucks.
I think April Last of Us comes back. That'll be good.
Yeah,
I really
so we can go right into that after this is over.
Yeah. Oh, man, Curry's going off.
I know, they're going to lose.
Yeah, I got it on. Damn it.
He just hit another 3.
Yeah. He loves the garden.
He loves going nuts in the garden.
Yeah, he does. So, yeah, White Lotus. Definitely. I'm trying to think if I'm.
Ooh, Josh Hart just killed OG.
Yeah, that didn't look good.
I just saw I ran into him.
Oh, man.
Ah, shit. They're going to lose. Okay.
All right, he's all right. Yeah. That looked bad. They're down 9.
Damn it. This sucks. All right.
Well, James Dolan's going to be on the podcast. Right?
I know.
I know what will make you feel better. Boston Celtic documentary after Nick lost.
Oh, my God.
Zero chance I'm watching that.
Who thought, like, that's a good... Like, who wants to watch that? I'm sorry.
Well, Bill except Simmons... He's
people from Boston.
Bill Simmons must have signed some crazy deal with HBO a while ago.
I mean,
yeah, I think he did.
After his show flopped, you know, he probably was like, you know, you guys owe me. Let me do this doc.
Sure, majority of the country do not want to watch a Celtic
fan. So, no, hell no.
Like, they did a Bill Simmons, I think it was a Bill Simmons podcast, but live. I think it was in Austin, Texas, where they brought Shea Serrano and the other guy. The other two guys. I forgot.
Chris
forgot
Ryan. The glasses. And
Chris Ryan. And someone else, like the Knicks fan. Hennessy?
Sean Fennessy, yeah.
So they're doing it, and they were saying that they were just like making fun of Bill Simmons, that you could be going through anything in your life and he'll just automatically start talking about the Boston Celtics. Like, you could just be like, yeah, my dad was really ill and then he passed away. And Bill Simmons would be like, yeah, that reminds me of the 87 finals when Larry Bird and blah, blah, blah. He'll just go and start talking about the Boston Celtics.
He's obsessed, yeah.
I can picture that.
He's obsessed with the Celtics, I know. Yeah, I mean, I won't watch that. Supposedly Russillo did a little bit of stuff with that too. Russillo's interesting.
He's obsessed with the Celtics too.
Well, no, he's not really a fan of any teams anymore, he says.
But did he grow up? He was a Celtics guy.
Well, he grew up. He grew up, you know, all Boston teams. But
then you don't get rid of that.
I know, but he likes to act like, you know, I'm not really a fan of any teams anymore.
Bullshitting.
Probably. Yeah. I know. How do you
Big Cat. Yeah, he's full of shit.
Well, no, Big Cat just switched teams altogether. He switched cities altogether. That's a whole nother thing.
Yeah. You don't think he roots for any Boston teams deep down, no?
No, I think he does. Yeah. Oh, what, Big Cat or Russillo?
Big Cat.
I don't know.
He switched?
Yeah. I think he completely switched. Yeah, that whole thing is bizarre. Juice, do you know about that?
Yeah, I heard about it. Yeah.
Can you imagine us doing that? I mean, he did it when he was, what, 19, 20? So, like...
I don't think we could. It's not like any of it. It's not like tomorrow you're all of a sudden rooting for the Nets and you're like...
It's impossible. You can't.
I know. I can't believe he did that. I mean, I guess his circumstance was different. Like, he had some uncle from Chicago, so he said, oh, I always kind of like those teams. Yeah, I could never. But anyway.
And then what would happen if, like, say you did do that, right? Say you were like, I'm going to be a Nets fan, or I'm going to be, I don't know. Like, what if your old team started being really good again? You're just not going to like them?
Well, exactly. Well, it's crazy.
And that's what would happen. Yeah, if we did that, that's what would happen.
Well, what's crazy with Big Cat was he was a Pats fan, I guess, for their first Super Bowl. But then once he went to college and after college, when they were, you know, really became a dynasty, he stopped being a Pats fan. That's insane. That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need a documentary on that, just like on why all this happened. Anyway, what else was I going to say? Sticking to HBO, Bookie. Great show. It sucks it's canceled.
I know.
How many seasons was it? Two?
Just two. Two. Very
super easy watch.
So yeah,
Sebastian, right?
The most bingeable show ever. It's like every episode's what, like 23 minutes, Paul, something like that.
Yeah, they're so quick.
Yeah.
Oh, tell us about that show on Netflix with like it's like kind of genie bust.
Oh, it's amazing.
Running Point. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, we started it. What Sunday night?
It's kind of like a really rom com, right?
Not really. It's just like
It seemed like a rom-com in the trailer.
No, it's like nothing. It's funny. It's really funny.
Okay.
And it's not cheesy. Yeah, it's really good.
Interesting, because, so Katie, it's so funny because you mentioned that today. Literally last night, Katie shows me the trailer, and I'm watching, I'm like, oh, this is clearly about the Buss family and the Lakers.
I love it.
It just, I was like, this seems kind of cheesy and corny, but you're telling me it's not, so that's cool.
You'll like it. You'll like it.
All right, good.
Yeah, someone else.
Kate Hudson.
Mindy. Really good.
Mindy Kaling, I think, is the producer.
Yeah. I saw Chet Hanks is in it.
Is that? Oh my God, he's the point guard. He's hilarious. He's so good.
I love Chet Hanks. I get it. Like the Idiot Brothers. It's clearly based off the Buss family. So, I'll definitely check that out. Right now, we're watching Paradise, which is on Hulu. So that's the one I was telling you about with Sterling K. Brown. He was the guy on This Is Us. The Black Eye.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So okay. it's the same people who did This Is Us, but it's like a serious like drama, like action drama. And
politics. It's like.
Well, it's a cool plot line. I don't want to give too much away, but basically Sterling Brown is he's like the head of the secret, not head of the Secret Service. He's like the right hand guy to the president of the United States, and that actor what's his name? Matt Madsen? Mark? Is it Mark Madsen? What's his name?
He was in cheaper by the dozen. That guy.
He's been in like a million things. Hold on. What's his name? He was in The Notebook, and he's been in a million things. James Martin. James Martin's like the president, and then Sterling K. Brown finds him murdered, and I don't want to give too, because there's a lot of twists and different things that throw you off. I don't want to give too much away. It's definitely a good show. I would check it out. But Juice, definitely watch Bookie, because you'll bang it out in like two nights, like easily.
All right. I'll check it out.
Yeah. Sebastian's great in it. The other guy, I don't know his name. The black guy, I don't know his... but he's pretty funny. Some good appearances. Ray Romano. Daughter's bike. He's like a degenerate gambler. He makes a couple appearances. Charlie Sheen. It's the same guy, Chuck Lorre, who did Two and a Half Men and The Big Bang Theory.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah. So, no, it's funny. It's good. But it's canceled now, so that sucks. What else? Yeah, so there's actually some like shows to watch now. So once Katie and I finish Paradise, we'll go to Running Point. And then...
you'll like it.
And then keep watching White Lotus, obviously. So, I saw there's a new mob show coming out. Guy Ritchie. With Tom Hardy and Pierce Brosnan.
On Netflix?
No, it's going to be on Paramount Plus, which I like kind of have, but don't have.
I don't have that. No.
I think I have it. I don't know. I haven't really like looked too much into it, but I don't think there's like a Paramount Plus. I think you have to pay for like a Paramount Plus like demand type situation. I don't know. I haven't looked too much into it. There's a lot of shows I like on there.
Right.
But yeah, Guy Ritchie, anything Guy Ritchie does, I have to watch. It's really good. And I like Tom Hardy. And Pierce Brosnan, so that seems interesting. That comes out soon.
Yeah, Guy Ritchie's good.
So a lot of good TV. It's so crazy how there's so much good TV and just terrible movies. Like, no good movies. I don't get it.
Movies suck.
I didn't watch a second of the Oscars. I don't even know who won anything. I don't know anything. Did Chalamet win? I know he was probably...
No,
he lost.
Adrian Brody won.
Oh, yeah, I saw he won. What did he even win for? Like, what was he in? I don't know anything.
Brutalist.
What is that?
I don't know.
I don't know really what it's about. I'm not even going to pretend to know.
Yeah, I don't know any movies. I mean, there's that one movie that you attempt watching, Paul, with the trans cartel leader. I think I think she won Best Actress.
I don't know. No, Best Actress was... there's a movie about like a young billionaire kid who goes to a strip club and falls in love with a stripper, and it's like it's a love story. The young girl won Best Actress.
I saw clips of that.
I watched the Oscars. I didn't see any of the movies, but I watched the Oscars.
You watched the whole thing?
Yeah, like, I don't know. For some reason, I'm weird. Like, I like award shows. I don't know.
I mean, I like some award shows. You know, I hadn't seen any of the movies, so I was just like,
I didn't see a single one of these movies.
I saw the clip of Sandler in his, you know.
Yeah, that was funny. Conan O'Brien was a really good host. He's really funny.
Yeah, Conan, I could see being a good host. He's, you know, I used to love Conan.
And they did a tribute for James Bond, because I think it's like the 75th anniversary of James Bond movies.
Wow.
So that was cool. But overall, it was pretty funny. They had a lot of funny skits.
That's good. Did they get political at all, or nah?
They made fun of Drake, which is good.
Jesus, everyone's going at Drake. What the fuck?
Yeah, like they were. Conan O'Brien came out and he was like, "Well, we're at the halfway bar, which means Kendrick Lamar is coming out to call Drake a pedophile."
That's good. Yeah, it's wild. The amount of, I mean. When does Drake just, like, say, like, fuck you? Like, You're dead. Like,
I'm sure soon. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how many times could he be called a pedophile on like a national stage? International
stage. You
know
what? Drake just came out with a new album and it's really good. And I think he's just like way more richer than Kendrick Lamar. Like, I don't know if he cares.
Maybe he really cares.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he has more fans than Kendrick. He's probably just like, eh, whatever. But damn.
And I think like everybody saw the Kendrick like performance at the Super Bowl and just thought it was like really corny and cheesy. Like, yeah. I think Drake is like winning fans from Kendrick. I don't know.
Yeah, no, you're right. I still think Drake probably has bigger fan base, so I don't really think it matters. And I mean, I don't know. Has he been convicted of being of doing any pedophilia? I mean, we also live in a world where we're never gonna see the Epstein files, so it doesn't really matter. But like,
yeah, ever,
yeah.
Yeah, the Knicks are down 12. Yeah, damn.
Yeah, yeah, it's over.
It's over. Fuck. What else? What else? Oh, Steph, shut up. Anything else? TV, movies, sports. I think we covered it all.
Yeah. We got it. I think we gotta wait for The Last of Us to come back.
That's April?
Yeah, that was good. April.
Nice, I'm pumped for that. Yeah. Good. A lot of good TV coming back. So all right, we'll be back in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Preview yeah. March Madness. When do you guys fly out?
We fly out
that week.
I want to say I get there like Thursday. Yeah, I get all there right. Thursday.
So we could still keep Tuesday.
Yeah,
or we could do Monday that week. Yeah, we'll figure it out. And then you run that Sunday?
The Sunday before, yeah.
And training's good? You're feeling good?
Yeah, it's all right.
I'll make it. I'll finish. See.
I'll finish it.
I'm alive.
It might take me 5 hours, but I'll finish.
Whatever.
It.
Yeah, it's all as long as you finish. That's all that matters. So
I finish and raise some money, and that's good.
There you go. There you go. And then go party. So, hell yeah. Yeah. All right, good shit. We'll talk in 2 weeks. Take care. Comb your hair.
Peace.
Peace.